540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. With 84 years gone since the last time Southern California was hit by a tropical storm, preparations are underway now for another. Hillary, currently a Category 4 hurricane, off the southern coast of Mexico, but heading north and due in California about Sunday night. In Santa Barbara,
almost as if it was a winter weather alert. Sandbag stations have piles of sand ready, and those who need sandbags are coming in as they prepare for whatever Hurricane Hillary will send our way. The National Weather Service is tracking the path hour by hour, and the Central Coast is on the western side of the flow for now. But it's still a wait-and-see timeline, especially with something this unusual.
KEYT-TV's John Palminteri. Now to that devastated part of western Maui in Hawaii, where the latest wildfire death count now stands at 114. On the ground there is CBS's Jeff Nguyen.
Community leaders in Lahaina came together Friday to express the concerns about the government's response to the wildfires and what lies ahead for their historic town.
Residents are afraid rebuilding Lahaina is on the fast track and they'll be left behind.
Give us time to heal. Give us time to close, to find closure, and be open and allow us to sit at that table.
They're also angry over how they're being treated in the fire's aftermath as they wonder what their future holds.
Meantime, the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories is just about evacuated. A huge wildfire just outside the city of 20,000 now burning, reporter Jamie Dahl of Global News.
Many of the people here lining up, wrapped in blankets and toques, waiting for word, hoping that they could get on a plane out of Yellowknife to Calgary. There's already been at least one flight that has left with a load of evacuees, and the territory says it has an extensive plan, flight schedule, hoping to get everybody out to safety.
Way south of there in Canada, wildfires are also burning in British Columbia. In the Catoctin Mountains of Maryland, Asia diplomacy at the highest level.
President Biden invited the leaders of Japan and South Korea to Camp David on Friday. It was the first time Mr. Biden hosted foreign heads of state at the Maryland retreat. A key part of the meeting focused on common security objectives, including countering North Korea and China. The three leaders discussed increased coordination for ballistic missile defense, along with plans for multi-year military exercises. Biden administration officials say they expect Beijing and Pyongyang to criticize the summit.
CBS's Willie James Inman, and indeed China has launched new military drills around Taiwan. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it is Friday. Dominic, I can't even stand for it. I'm tired. I'm tired, fella.
Tired old man. Happy Friday to you. Nate, working hard on the board. Thank you, our fair audience. Happy Friday. The weekend is almost here.
I got to tell you, Dom, I think the Joe Biden event on Tuesday, I think it kicked my ass. A lot of standing time.
Come on, Joe Biden.
I didn't have good arch support.
Running around doing all the things that a president does, that Joe Biden does, all the pressures of that office, and you're sitting down right now, Crudy. You got it harder than Uncle Joe Biden.
I'm tired. I'm just telling you, I'm tired. It's Friday. We air grievances, and mine is I'm tired.
Like the stem and
You know, buddy. This entire week, I've been working for the weekend, man. You know how it goes.
Yeah, you know it.
Let me ask you, Nate, how old are you? Nate is going to play a bigger role. Nate's our new producer, but, you know, Nate's a keeper. We're keeping Nate around, and we're going to build his role here. Nate, how old a guy are you?
I'll be 28 in November.
You know, Nate, I got jokes older than you, fella.
That's one of them, Dad.
I forget why I invited Nate into the conversation. Now, thanks a lot. Thanks, Nate.
I don't remember either,
man. I'll let you know if I remember.
Everybody, that's Nate.
We'll check back with Nate later. I was just wondering if Nate's getting tired. You know, he's got a new job and all, working here at the greatest radio show ever. Can take a little something out of you, Dom. That and someone turned the air off today. It's kind of stuffy in here. That could be it.
Man, you're getting all sleepy. You got a full belly. You got to work through it, Crudy. Come on, man.
I told you I got up at like 6 o'clock, which for Crudy standards is pretty damn early.
That is, man.
The dogs got me up. And then, you know, it was funny. I was still up and like an hour later, my alarm clock went off. I'm like, I could have come back to bed.
Easy.
Could have gone back to bed. Dominic, Joe Biden, just kind of trolling the former president. The news today, the breaking news. Of course, we've got a big presidential debate coming to Mill. They claim it is. supposed to be. Scott Walker really, really wanted it to be. And the breaking news today, it's sort of semi-official. Trump ain't coming. He's been coy about this. No, not really. He's been saying I'm not going to go. They could have a contest to be my vice president. That's kind of what he's been saying. Well, we now understand.
Fox News also putting this unflattering photo of Donald Trump all the time when they reference him on the television, and he doesn't like that. So I just think he should make a submittal.
Show
the world what you think is the sexiest, most awesome picture of you. A real one, not like you on Sylvester Stallone's body from the 80s. I'm on the side of a van. You know what I'm saying? Give me your actual best photo. We'll use that one.
Well, let's hear what the Biden campaign's saying. You know, kind of took it out of me this week, Dom. Let's see what they're saying to Trump. Because the unofficial official news is Trump ain't coming. He's going to Tucker rhymes with Tucker Carlson. Is that what we hear? What's the platform? Am I going to interview a guy on a street corner? Don't you need a platform? And
doesn't he have a non-compete with Fox? I guess I'm just a little confused on how all that works, but whatever. The Hill reporting that Trump plans to skip next week's presidential primary and have an interview with Tucker Carlson. According to a new report, Trump has made the decision to skip the debate and is currently planning to sit for an interview with Carlson, the New York Times said, noting the former president spent the last several days soliciting feedback from aides and allies on whether to participate in the debate. When contacted for comment on the report, reported agreement between Tucker and Trump, an aide to the former president told The Hill his campaign hadn't confirmed anything on our end and cautioned Crudy against getting too far ahead as it relates to the former president's plans. Yeah, you never know when you're going to be indicted again.
Dom, a couple of early texts, and you can always be a part of this show. You can call it 844-967-2789. And if you're new to the Devil's Advocates, welcome. The custom here on Fridays, we air the grievances.
And Crudy's tired. That's his grievance.
Well, kind of. I'm a little tired. So that's part of it. I might go home now. Yeah, you would have a grievance if I went jogging home like Forrest Gump or something. A couple of early texts. Crudy, stop being a wuss.
Yeah, thank you.
If you make it to 63, that'd be another decade for me, Dom. Jeff from Shorewood says, I'll be dead. But then you can whine about being tired.
Tired. I'm tired.
And another one.
Is that like saying I'm busy? I mean, isn't everybody tired? Everybody's busy. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired.
Am I not allowed to exert myself to the point of getting tired?
Don't exert yourself too hard, Kurt. You don't want to get tired.
I know we're not exactly digging ditches here. But sometimes, you know, this concentration I do down.
There is mental work, no question about it. Mental stress that can take a toll on the physical body.
Dom, you had mentioned something about the best picture. Like, what would Trump's best picture be?
Right, right.
Jeff apparently also had a little text for you. Dom, Trump's best pick is going to be his Georgia booking photo, I guess he put.
And that will be forever his picture.
And then Mark from the Saxes, with Crudy so tired, is he Lily von Strumpf tired from Blazing Saddles?
Oh, that's right. Mel Brooks. I love Mel Brooks.
Dom, the Biden campaign hits Trump. We better get to the politics. People are going to get tired of my antics.
They're going to have a grievance. Then they can call.
844-967-2789. I already got people calling. Biden campaign hits Trump for wanting to avoid appearing in Wisconsin for Wednesday's debate in Milwaukee. I'm okay with that, Dom. I'm okay with that. It's going to make it easier on the traffic downtown Milwaukee, I suspect. President Joe Biden's campaign on Friday accused former President Donald Trump of wanting to avoid appearing in Wisconsin. He's chicken, kind of yellow, Dom. As it seems likely, the current Republican frontrunner will skip the first GOP presidential primary debate in Milwaukee next week. Isn't that what they kind of said about Hillary? I read on. Here's a quote. Of course, Donald Trump wants to avoid appearing in Wisconsin because he knows Wisconsin is a state that illustrates his failed leadership. That, according to the Biden campaign spokesperson, Dom, I would ask you, What does that mean?
He lost the election?
Here's more of the campaign reference. Foxconn Technology Group. Okay, there's a good example. Project in Racine County that had promised 13,000 new jobs and had been touted by Trump, but ultimately never came to fruition. Well, that was kind of the wanker's baby as well, wasn't it, Scott Walker?
I mean, between the two of them, I'm so surprised it didn't work out the way they said it was going to.
More from the spokesperson, Munoz, from the Democratic Party. Wisconsinites soundly rejected his ongoing efforts to ban abortion in the state Supreme Court election earlier this year. He cannot hide from the fact that Wisconsinites rejected him in 2020 and will reject the MAGA agenda again in 2024. No, not in my house.
The attack comes as Trump appears to be taking a pass in the attended debate. We talked about that. Reporting he's going to be interviewed by Tucker Carlson.
Rhymes with Tucker.
On his social media website, Truthy Social Thursday, Trump noted that he is pulling far ahead of his Republican rivals, writing of the debate, quote, "Reagan didn't do it, neither did others. People know my record, one of the best ever, all caps, so why would I debate?" And then all caps, "I'm your man, make America great again. I'm your man.
I'm your man.
I'm your man. I'm your man in Amsterdam." A spokesperson for Trump did not immediately respond to a call seeking comment on the Biden campaign's statement. And Democrats plan to use the Wednesday debate to attempt to paint Republicans as extreme and tie other candidates on stage to the former president as part of a sweeping media blitz. Officials from both the Biden campaign and the Democratic National Committee will be on the ground in Wisconsin engaging with voters. Well, they should come down to the Roman Coin Crew. You got a live broadcast there going on Wednesday.
Let's lay that out. Did we mention that yet, Tom? Doing a little debate party, pre-debate party. We're not even going to watch the debate. We'll turn on the Trump Tucker and heckle him maybe a little bit, but mostly it's about going to the Roman Coin and partying with the devil's advocates. Tom, we're going to take our opportunity to go out there and have a little political party. A little soiree. It's only yours truly. The devil's advocates can do it. And you're invited. No cost of admission, you know, except perhaps your liver. But come on down. A good time will be had by all or most the Roman Coin, Brady Street, Milwaukee. If you don't know, now you know. It's going to be a party.
We got the team working on some social media invitee stuff, so we'll get it out there and give you all the details as well.
We invited them on the radio, man. We're a radio product. They can come.
Hey, you know, it's something you can see and hold and print. Gertie, the Dems will post.
Wednesday, August 23rd, I told you on the radio, show up at the party.
Around Milwaukee, billboards, Crudy, ahead of the debate on Wednesday that will attempt to contrast the mega agenda with Biden's record of accomplishments, according to Biden's campaign. Another mobile billboard truck will circle Pfizer Forum. What, no inflatable Trump baby? And let's see, some of Trump's strongest allies in Washington, including Georgia U.S. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Florida U.S. Reps. Matt Gaetz and Byron Donalds, plan to be in Milwaukee for the debate, according to NBC News. Three told Marge is coming to town, Crudy. Carrie Lake, who lost a race for governor in Arizona and has since embraced false claims of election fraud, could also make an appearance. The Republican Party of Wisconsin has not responded to Trump's debate snub as of early Friday afternoon. And I got to wonder what poor Scott Walker is thinking.
Well, Scott Walker's throwing a little pre-debate soiree of his own, right? In front of the Pfizer Forum. Aren't they having like food trucks?
Food trucks, band, maybe. Yeah, the Young Americas Foundation, his organization.
Burning up some books, perhaps.
They're going to be partying. Go check it out. Or come to the Roman Coin and hang out with the real partiers, the devil's advocates on Brady Street.
That's a better option. Come to the Coin. It is Friday. We air the grievances. Yours could be next. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The the Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 57. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Highs level off around 84. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows around 69. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 88. 79 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
We're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday, airing the grievances, taking your calls, talking the politics, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know, it's also a football Friday. No Packer preseason. That is tomorrow night. You can hear that on WRJN and WRCO and Q98.3 up in the Northwoods. They'll be joining us after the weekend. But anyways, Dom. Tonight, high school football in almost every conference across the state. It kicks off tonight. Our engineering team have been killing themselves getting ready.
Oh, man.
They've got like 8 portable high school football coverage kits that they put together out of scrap parts. No, real parts. But they manufactured these things. They have created a super coverage monster, Dom. And we're going to have coverage all across the state of Wisconsin. So if you're into the prep sports, it all gets real exciting tonight, all across the Civic Media Network, except our buddy Pizza Box Mike right here in Madison outside the Pizza Box. He's on at 7 o'clock, and you can be on with us at 844-967-2789. Fridays, we are grievances. I'm kind of tired. That's my grievance. A little tired today. We'll find out your grievance if you join us. You go, Dom. I'd have to stand to bring on callers.
No, don't worry about it. I don't want you to have to stand to click the button. 844-967.
That seems like a lot of effort to me.
2789. Cam from Nina, you hit more buttons calling us. We appreciate it. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, right. So earlier, you guys were talking about how they Photoshop Trump's face onto Rocky's body, and
I think it was Rambo's body that I've seen, and Rocky's too. You're right.
Isn't that the same character? Isn't that the same man, guy, Stallone?
Yeah. We're very, very, very big Stallone fans, Cam.
I guess, but see, I don't really make the rules of how they work, and I'm somewhat of a fruity guy myself. But everyone that does that and then parades it around, you are gay. You are gay. There is no like way around it. You are gay. So projecting and trying to remove the rights for people that are like gay and not rude about it, it's bizarre to me. Why are you? They're so bad. And I can't wrap my head around it. as a younger guy, I see it. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, it's not trolling. It's not upsetting me. I see it. And I'm just stressed because it's like, this is so stupid and it hurts to look at.
So, Cam, let me see if I understood the nature of this call. Are you suggesting that you might be gay and that through their actions of, let's just say, shirtless male muscular man adoration, that perhaps they're demonstrating that they're gay?
Yes, and I can give the seal of approval that they are gay.
I always suspected there's just a little self-loathing going on in that party, if you know what I'm saying, Cam.
It's
projection. It's always projection. Yeah.
If mother or their pastor won't accept them as they are, then they become Republican and they self-loathe a little.
Exactly.
Cam, thanks for listening. You got big plans this weekend, dude?
Talking to a few people about why we need to vote, because in my age group, pretty important to get people to vote. But seeing as the Supreme Court's getting ready to axe rent control across the country of any forms, not great.
Cam, it's a little early in the cycle to be self-motivated, man. It's Friday afternoon. Take the weekend off. Get motivated for Monday. Rest up.
Cam, you do you. We appreciate you being dialed in like that, man, for sure. Keep doing it, man.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Cam.
You too, man.
Man, that Gertie seems entirely that. Too Gertie, motivated.
I know. Gertie's too tired to do that.
I have the microphone of mass medium. And I'm not trying as hard to get people to vote as Cam is right now.
That's strange, though. And I don't know. And I appreciate the perspective. I think there's some of that there. But really, Donald Trump looks nothing like Sylvester Stallone from the 80s. I mean, Donald Trump in the 80s looked nothing like Sylvester Stallone in the 80s. So while I get, some of what Cam is saying, it's also just this weird, like, what? Want to adopt the power of Sylvester Stallone of Rambo and Rocky? That's what they are now projecting. This is Donald Trump. He's like Rocky. This is Donald Trump. He's Rambo. It's just so weird to me. And they love it, man. The megas, they eat that up.
You know, my son's got a friend, quite a high school football player and wrestler, Bryce Falk, his name. And last night was his first game of his senior year. And as we mentioned tonight, most of the teams kick off tonight. But our high school, my son's high school, Middleton, kicked off last night. And I'm not projecting a poor outcome for this young man because he seemingly has a bright future. But if he had a moment last night, it was an Al Bundy moment. 4 touchdowns in the first game of the year.
Wow.
If he marries the prom queen, man, I goes to Francine's of Hollywood in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, I think he's got a life path. Fine game last night, Middleton. Well done. They won last night. And Bryce stays at the house some frequency, eats out of my fridge. So I take a little of the credit, gave him a little of the fuel he needed for that 4 touchdown performance last night. Dom, should we sneak one more in or call her a segment? Let's say hi to Wisco. Wisco, right, how you doing, man?
Hey, happy Friday to you, Devils. Great show. Yeah, great show. I'm a grievance, and it would be, I guess, a guy I really like, Josh Call, for not investigating all the people in the state of Wisconsin elected officials, I might add, that tried to take my vote away in the last election. It's just something needs to be done because it's a sad day when everybody from the Supreme Court to the senator of the state and congressmen and heads of the GOP tried to steal my vote. And I just think something needs to be done.
Something absolutely needs to be done, Paul. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Perhaps we'll have a plan suggested by you.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Southern California is forecast to see something this weekend it has not seen since 1939, a tropical storm.
Rain will begin in portions of Southern California as early as midday Saturday, and then it will pick up in intensity as the day goes on Sunday.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. Category 4 Hurricane Hillary now off the southern Mexican coast. In western Maui, the number of wildfire deaths now confirmed 114. CBS's Elizabeth Campbell is there.
We talked to a FEMA representative who told CBS News, they're finding a lot of people in their beds and a lot of people in their cars. So there's a mix of people who were sleeping and who were trying to get out and couldn't get out in time.
A major evacuation has left a Canadian town of 20,000 just about empty because of a wildfire there.
We have no timeline for when people might be able to get back to those communities. There hasn't even been any communications in those communities. There's no internet, no landline, no cell phones. There hasn't been for days and days now.
Reporter Ollie Williams, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The Friday edition, Dom. Working towards the weekend.
Friday night fights, baby.
Weekend warriors. We'll see how it goes. Big debate supposed to be in Milwaukee next week. No Trump. No big deal, right? Trump's just going on the Tucker. And we, if you hadn't heard, and I'm going to be repetitive on this notion, Dom, we're partying at the Roman Coin. Join us. The first live show I think we've done in public in perhaps a year or more, Dom.
Wow.
You and I are doing it with the people in the streets, specifically the Brady Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, like a mile from the Fiserv Forum. But better, because we'll be drinking and we'll be having a good time, and we'll be broadcasting live. So if you can't join us, listen on the radio, but please join us. You'll have a good time, I strongly suspect. And you, callers, with your grievances and your contributions, be patient, please, at 844-967-2789. Pretty much everyone gets a platform here. Pretty much. No promises, CJ. But the rest of you, we'll get to you. But Dom, here's a headline I wanted to make sure we got to this hour. Your buddy, Kenneth Cheesebro, alleged architect of the fake electors plot. Why, Dom, we just found out what he was doing on January 6th. Well, he was shadowing Alex Jones, conspiracy theorist.
What?
Failed defendant in a big old defamation suit. I mean, this guy's got $1 billion judgment, something like that against him.
That was the Sandy Hook families, right?
Yes. Well, he followed Alex Jones around the Capitol grounds on January 6th. CNN reporting, and they got photos and everything, Dom. When conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, now we saw him, Dom, in the park in Cleveland outside the RNC in the, what, the protest zone. And wasn't he like arguing and screaming at the Westboro Baptist Church people, you know, the God hates gay people, right? Wasn't he like stirring the pot with those people?
He's always stirring the pot. I don't remember the specifics. I remember arguing with a couple of those religious.
Well, I found you to be a very similar character to Alex Jones. Just a little more diminutive.
I have a neck.
Do you? Let's read. Videos and photographs reviewed by CNN show the man dutifully recording Jones with his phone as the bombastic media personality ascended to the restricted area of the Capitol grounds, where mobs of then-President Donald Trump supporters eventually broke in. Yes, they did. And while the man's actions outside the Capitol that day have drawn little scrutiny, his alleged connections to a plot to overthrow the 2020 election have recently come into sharp focus. He is attorney Kenneth Cheesebro. Cheesebro! And perhaps, Dom, the most interesting man, at least of the week. We've talked about this guy a lot. This guy used to be, what, a liberal, supportive, liberal donor, gave money to Russ Feingold right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And he's got Wisconsin roots. And then he struck it big in Bitcoin. And he traded in for a newer model. He traded his 20-plus year wife in for a 20-year-old. And he bought a penthouse in what?
Manhattan.
Central Park South, man. Nothing but the best for this guy. And then he also apparently got, you know, sort of a vacation getaway question mark in Puerto Rico, Dom, or is it a prosecution getaway?
We don't know. Apparently, some of the reporting said that even his attorneys have a hard time getting a hold of him.
While the man's actions, I think we talked about that, not a big deal. He is the architect of the scheme to subvert the 2020 Electoral College process by using fake GOP electors in multiple states. And when asked by the House Select Committee where he was the first week of January 2021 and on January 26th, Cheesebro invoked his Fifth Amendment rights. But a CNN investigation has placed him outside of the Capitol at the same time as his alleged plot to keep Trump in office unraveled inside it. And there's no indication Cheesebro entered the Capitol building or was violent. Jones did not enter the Capitol on January 6, 2021, or engage in violence, but he warned of the coming battle the day before and urged his supporters to converge on the Capitol. Cheesebro is the only one of the unindicted co-conspirators in Trump's recent federal indictment and the only member of Trump's legal efforts who is now known to have been on the Capitol grounds on January 6th. And CNN was able to place Cheesebro at the protest through publicly available databases with photos and videos from that day. Interviews with his acquaintances also confirmed his identity. Cheesebro declined CNN's request for comment, citing ongoing litigation, Dom.
Crudy, it's unclear why Cheesebro was following Jones on January 6th.
Cheesebro!
Even if Cheesebro is simply a diehard InfoWars fan, I think that would further illustrate how thin the line was between the serious, credentialed people who sought to undermine election results and the extremist figures who sought to unleash havoc was in that period, to the extent it meaningfully existed at all. Jared Holt, an expert at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, which investigates extremism, hate, and disinformation. Until 2022, the extent of Cheesebro's involvement in the alleged plot to subvert the 2020 election was relatively unknown. The Harvard-educated attorney is now indicted in Fulton County, Georgia, along with Trump and 17 others, with prosecutors alleging they were involved in a criminal conspiracy to unlawfully change the outcome of the election in Georgia in favor of Trump. We know all that. And I didn't know that he was a fan of Alex Jones, and I didn't know he was walking around on January 6th with Alex Jones, recording Alex Jones. And I didn't know he took the fifth when asked about this with the J6 committee. Now, what we do know is kind of the cheese bro had a line to Donald Trump, right? And we do know that Alex Jones predicted and what? A wild time as Trump. I mean, Alex Jones was there saying this is coming. So it seems to me there was a foregone plan, a thought, a conspiracy to attack the Capitol. That Alex Jones knew it. Cheesebro knew it. Certainly Trump knew it. Where's that? Where's all that? Oh, that's right. That's the J6 stuff. We're getting to that. So Cheesebro, he's dialed in. And how? Where is Alex Jones? Right? How is Alex Jones not wrapped up in this in any way, shape, or form? I mean, legally anyway. We obviously know that he was there. Cheesebro's recording him. Did Alex Jones, did he have a line to the president through Cheesebro? Was there communications there? I'm just wondering.
Was it a conspiracy? That's what I...
It was a conspiracy.
I hear it might have been a conspiracy, Dom. 844-967-2789. We conspire with you on the phones right now. Tom from Grafton. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. Well, your show is my favorite show on the civic media, but my second favorite is the one at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning cannolis. And I tried to pick it up last weekend, but it was just playing commercials. So I went on my phone app and I tried to find another station that might have had it. And I can only find one, and that was Bull Falls Radio had it on. But every other one was playing commercials till 10:20 in the morning.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Jim was not doing a live show, and obviously there must have been some sort of playout issue, Tom. If he was doing a live show, we wouldn't have been playing all the ads. So right. Tune in tomorrow. Okay. I think Jim's, we just had Jim on earlier this week, right?
That's right.
Seems like days ago, but it was only days ago.
Yeah, right. It was frustrating to say the least.
Tom, got to be careful though. The cannolis have lots of calories.
Curdy knows.
That's okay.
I'm watching my girlish figure. I got to be careful on the cannolis, but not the morning cannolis with our pal Jim Santel Saturday mornings. Tune in for him, Tom.
I'll try again.
Yes, sir. Do that.
Yep.
Second favorite. You only need a favorite, man. We also play favorites. Jim Santel, a favorite of ours. If you're unaware, Jim is a former U.S. attorney, still legal counsel, doing work for people, getting paid a lot legal more stuff than he does for doing the morning cannolis on Saturday mornings. I feel quite confident. But Jim is a fine host, and it's like going to college, man.
Yeah.
If you get up for the morning cannolis, you are in for the whole 2 hours, 9 to 11, right here on the Civic Media Network. 844-967-2789. I think there's another guy. I've heard him on the show. Mark from the SAC, you get up for the cannolis. I've heard you, man.
Yeah, hey, Mark. I'm a frequent listener, frequent caller, and your little talk about your son having friends over reading the refrigerator reminds me of a kid. I live right across the street from the high school, and when I had the stepkids here, the one stepson used to bring his friends home for lunch, and one time I had cooked up a pot of ropa vidja, which is Cuban shredded beef stew, and they got home, and it was gone.
The whole pot was gone?
A whole pot was gone.
I remember eating a whole bowl. Like the big Tupperware size bowl of Chex party mix one Christmas. Oh, I came home early from high school and just ate the whole bowl.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed because I was looking forward to eating that when I got home, because it's good stuff. But I mean, it is just a, yeah, it's just a the criminality just continues on and on and on, that and the Trumpsters just keep supporting them, and that and hopefully Josh Call is going to get around to prosecuting our Wisconsin criminals here, and we'll find out just how far it went up and down the food chain there, all the people that conspired to help that thing happen, because I want to see them all hung out to dry, that including
Niedermeyer dead, Wormermeyer, Wormer dead, Marmalard dead.
He's right, psychotic but right.
Mark, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, man. Don't be too gluttonous out there in the world.
Not a young man anymore, Crudy.
I have a question, sort of off topic, Tom.
Oh God, okay, what?
Oh God, you don't even believe in the man. Don't be calling to God. Don't you be using my God as a time fill.
I am a victim of my culture. You know, I mean, that's how I grew up. So that's what I say. You got to deal with that, man. It's in me. I'd like to change it, but then it feels weird saying something else.
Oh God.
So, Oh God. What, Curdy? What did you want to talk about?
Are you sure? Because it's like you don't even appreciate my conversation anymore.
Well, I mean, I was going along with the current topic, but now you want to change. That's fine, man. We got a couple hours. It's cool. What do you got, man?
What, you didn't get enough cheese, bro, this week? Let me ask you, Dom, if you were to overfill on one food, what would it be? Would it be popcorn. Cheese, bro?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. How, oh, yeah. But popcorn, you can eat too much popcorn. Can you? Can you?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
How much is too much?
Like if you go to the movie,
the whole and bucket?
Large and eat the whole bucket. That's too much.
Have you ever eaten the whole bucket, Tom?
Yes. And paid the dear price for it. But boy, it was sure good. Usually because I can't go to the movies hungry, like without dinner. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always going to get popcorn. But if I'm hungry and it's like, I didn't have dinner yet, well, I'm just going to munch. Now I'm like, oh, now it's just like habit. Next thing you know,
9,000 calories later, you've eaten a bucket of popcorn covered in the fake butter.
I prefer the real butter.
$92 worth of Reese's Pieces. And
hey, the movie's free. You pay for the popcorn. But I love the popcorn. And then I was reminded of it about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is it give you a tummy ache?
A little bit, that much. Well, that much of anything. You eat a bucket of anything that much, I think you're going to have some sort of
bucket
issue.
Of chicken? Yes. I'd like to try right now. I'm kind of hungry.
I got a bunch of fried chicken. Love fried chicken. Two or three pieces, my max, fried chicken. But then we had all this leftovers. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to eat that skin. That was a terrible idea. The Jets pizza, that Detroit deep dish, like all four sides are burnt, with a little cheese. Oh, yeah. Maximum, there, two pieces. I've had four. Very bad idea. So, yeah, those are things. I indulge. I can eat a lot of too much of pretty much anything.
Nate, anything to add here? Any overindulgences on your weekend plans?
Not on my weekend plans, but I've definitely eaten an entire large bucket of popcorn at the movies. I think I did that last weekend, actually, when I went to go see Barbie.
Oh, you've seen Barbie.
I have.
Just once or multiple times?
Just once. My girlfriend's seen it multiple times, but...
And is it everything that everyone's talking about?
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
But did you go for the popcorn?
But how was the popcorn?
The popcorn was really good. I got the fake butter. Give me that fake butter.
Ah.
And I ate the entire large thing, and I felt terrible afterwards.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's never gluttonous when you stick around for 2 hours and feed it the trough that is our excellence.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 57. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 84 tomorrow. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 69. Mainly clear Sunday with daytime highs approaching 88. 79 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it.
The Devil's Advocates.
Just eat it.
The issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
In shame. You're playing with your food. This ain't some kind of game.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
See, Nate's growing with the show now. Hopefully not his waistline, but, you know, as a professional. Because nothing but the highest level of professionalism displayed here. You didn't even ask me what my overindulgence was, what my gluttony was. I bet you could guess. I'll give you one guess.
Okay, one guess?
Yeah.
Everything.
Nothing in moderation. Time. Everything all at once.
Everything all the time. You're like an Eagles song, man. Gluttony. Oh, it's got to be like prime rib or something, man, right? Unless you're a big steak guy.
I do like steak. Steak is quite good. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Maybe not tonight, though. You know, Friday night, might do some fish. Lighten it up a bit.
Yeah, okay. So keep me in suspense, Curdy. Do I keep guessing? He's going to tell me.
Dominic, one time I was down on Brady Street, and I was probably at the Coin. I'm sure we were partying. Like, we're going to party next Wednesday, August 23rd, the night of the Republican presidential debate. Did we mention we're having a little party, and you can join us there at 4 to 6 p.m.? And the beer is cheap. It is happy hour prices. Very affordable place to get a good time on a Wednesday evening. And we
cash
will be
only,
there.
Cash only. And
bring,
they have an ATM.
Yeah, bring cash. No credit cards. Does that mean I can't put it on stage?
Right.
I will bring cash, like 10 bucks. That'll get me through most of the night there at the Roman Coin. But Tom, one night we were out having a good time at the Roman Coin. And I went just down the road for one of my greater gluttonies. And I like food. Oh, the Chinese food.
Yeah.
And I ate a lot of it that night. And, you know, between the perhaps over imbibing, and apparently I'm getting a reputation, Dom, around town. I've heard it recently thrown back in my face. You know, apparently I'm getting a reputation. Good time, Crudy, something like that. But
is that, I mean, your number's written up on the bathroom stall
for a good time? Call Crudy. 844-967-2789. Write it on every bathroom stall you want to, man. Always a good time up in here. But anyways, my greatest gluttony, my cardinal sin, is the Chinese food. You know, I worked at a Chinese joint in college, right?
I recall.
The Dragon. Well, I didn't. That's not when we were roommates. That was like pre Crudy Dominic cohabitation. Yeah, I worked at the TV station.
No, before, yeah, but I knew you before we lived together. You were coming by the apartment every once in a while. I mean, it's like I didn't know. Hell,
like
you may
delivering
have
Chinese food. Hey, that's the Chinese food guy. Let's invite him to live at the house next year.
Nobody consulted me, Crudy.
Clearly. But I love the Chinese food, and I ate so much of it in college. I mean, it was the primary source of my nutrition. I did eat, you know, like 98% of my meals at the Dragon in La Crosse. And I would eat, I would survive on like fried rice and egg rolls and stuff. And anyways, I have grown quite an appetite. So that night down on Brady Street, got probably hammer drunk because you and I were out on Brady Street long past curfew, and then went to that Chinese joint. I mean, I got like the whole left side of the page and I ate the whole left side of the page. And I swear to God, dude, I gained like 8 or 9 pounds overnight. I don't know if it was the MSG, like if I was retaining water,
salty,
but I felt
right?
like an Oompa Loompa the next day. Like the dragon was not kind to me that night. I blame the dragon. 844-967-2789. So you and Nate, you're popcorn guys. If you'd like to join with your own gluttonous behavior, I thought you saved most of your calories for booze these days. Like you're very disciplined. Like, no, I'm drinking later.
No, I'll pass on the cake. I'm holding off for a drink later. I know, man, there's a lot of calories. And I mean, come on, if you actually like count, you know, what we put in our body, pay attention. It's crazy, dude. It is crazy. And it adds up real quick.
Well, so we are Americans. Americans. We do what Americans do. We eat lots and drink lots. I mean, where America intersects with Wisconsin.
You're right, dude.
I mean, it gets pretty bad.
I think, you know, when you go other places and you see how other people, you know, consume their adult beverages and their food and what, you know, everything's, you know, the culture is different, even in the States or of course across the world. But one thing certainly here in the state of Wisconsin, man, we drink here. And you know, some of the stories over the years, you know, hey, what are the top 20, you know, most drunk cities in America? And like 12 of them are in Wisconsin.
And we've resided in most of them. Right. Between the two of us, because you've got the Fox Valley covered, and I've between the radio holdings and the, you know, the wanderings of my lifetime, Dom, I think we've covered most of them, the drunken ones at least.
I've never lived in Green Bay, but they have Fox Valley area. Of course, La Crosse was in that list as well, and Madison, Milwaukee area. I mean, it was just, it's not proud. But we, that's what we do. Now,
100 yards, Rusty.
Some legal weed here. Maybe, you know, the drinking would subside a little bit.
Okay.
That's why maybe we don't get legal weed here.
A little late for the 420. Did you see the posting I put up earlier this week? Actually, Mrs. Crudy brought it to my attention. It was a medical marijuana posting. And the question was, what happens to health insurance rates after states legalize medical marijuana? And they use states where there is no medical marijuana as, you know, basically the test case.
The baseline.
So the baseline. They looked at states like, let's say, Wisconsin, that is completely prohibitionist. And then they compared us with other states. And the savings, immediately there was savings. But over the course of 6 or 7 years, and I cannot tell you specifically why this would be, although I suspect it would be the lessening of the use of opiate painkillers. But health insurance rates went down almost $1,700 per year. Health insurance rates in states where legal medical marijuana, where it was legalized over the course of 6 or 7 years, across the board, all consumers, not just those that smoke marijuana. So here in the state of Wisconsin, where we have this prohibitionist attitude, if we'd have legalized this 6 or 7 years ago, you'd be seeing a health insurance cost savings of about, you know, $150 a month right now. Instead, Republicans, you know, they tip their cap to the Tavern League. Fitzy definitely fills up on the Chinese food. Just look at him. You can tell. You can tell. He's a Chinese food guy.
It's the puffy. It's the puffy.
Well, Robin Voss, he's a popcorn guy like you, of course. You probably made the man rich, Dom. Come back with us. The happier happy hour. You can never overindulge in too much Devil's Advocates.
It doesn't matter if it's world or fried. Just eat it.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.